clean? Are you all clean?
Yeah, me too. I'm all clean.
Yay.
All clean.
Yay. Did you call the dealership?
Yeah. Emron was with another customer. Oh. I had to leave a voicemail. He hasn't called me back yet.
That sucks.
Hmm?
That sucks. I called Apple.
You called Apple?
Yeah. And, because half of my computer came. You're like, how does half of a computer come?
How does half of your computer come?
Like, the peripherals that I ordered with it came. Like, the case for it. And the, and this adapter. But not the actual computer. Not the part that matters.
Not the part that matters.
So they said that it shipped out on Friday.
It shipped out on Friday. That should be there soon.
Which means it should be there, she said, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's probably not going to be there today, and I go in tomorrow and went through Wednesday and Friday, Thursday, so I should have it by then.
Yeah.
Which is just in the nick of time.
Just in the nick of time because your old one is dead.
Dead, dead, dead. It died a death of deadness.
It's kaput.
Kaput, kaput.
Put. Yeah, there's a reason why AppleCare only lasts for 3 years. That's because the computers don't last more than 3 years.
Hey,
dude.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Brushing my teeth.
Brushing your teeth.
Sit down and figure it out because. The funny thing is, I might actually, I got a really, really extended warranty, but I think it was only for 4 years instead of three. Like, AppleCare extends the one an extra 2 years to three, but I got this aftermarket warranty from Mac Mall or something.
Uh-huh.
It extended it to 4 years. It was, like, an additional 3 years, not just 3 years total.
Right.
But I still think that.
You still think you're past that.
I still think I'm past that. Maybe not.
You should check into it.
I bought it in the... I bought it in, like, April. April of 2001. 2, 3, 4, 5. No, it's still in warranty.
It's so fucked up, I don't even know what they would do.
I know, I wonder what they would do. I wonder if I even still have that warranty.
Right, you're like, where is that? I don't know if you'll find it before it runs out.
It's not fucked up enough.
Yeah, that's really. The thing. Like, what could you really point to that's, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. The hardware is fine, actually.
You'd just be saying, like, this computer's a piece of crap.
Yeah, give me a new one. This sucks. It's too slow. It's your fault. Hello?
Hello.
Sorry. I'm looking for my scarf. I'm going out. Will you come walk in the park with me?
Okay.
You might have to drive to the park.
You might have to drive to the park?
You might.
Oh, I would have to drive to the park. Yeah, that's true. I would have to drive to the park. I would have to get dressed first.
Shit. You're naked. Well, I'm sure it's California. They like that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I might get arrested.
They're down with that. There's a bunch of hippies and nudists out there.
Yeah, well, this is Southern California, baby.
Like that guy that Kevin took his job.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what? You don't remember the story of the guy whose job Kevin assumed at the Art Institute?
Oh, the nudist guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Many, many.
Who invited his students to go to the nudist camp.
Yes, one of his many mistakes as an instructor.
That's a pretty extreme one, I would say.
Yeah, that's pretty
I don't
bad.
Think you can invite your students to go to the nudist with you.
That's pretty bad.
Maybe at CalArts you could do that.
Mm-hmm. But only if you teach performance art classes.
If you teach performance art or something, yeah.
I mean, that's about the limit of it.
So you're gonna go walk in Prospect Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually thinking I might go to the, I'll go for a walk with you. I was gonna go to the Silver Lake Reservoir. Mm. Either that or I was gonna walk to the bank.
Those are kind of two very different things.
I know, they're very different things.
How far away is the bank?
It's not very far.
It's just up at the junction.
It's that Bank of America that's on the corner of Vermont and Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's just really hard to drive to.
Yeah, it is.
It's on the wrong side of the street. It's like impossible to get into the parking lot.
Yeah, it's a really bad turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm half dressed. I have jeans and a ponytail.
That's good.
Yeah, it's America. Oh man, I'm sore. Yoga. Sore on yoga. I called Lindsay a minute ago, and she was like, "Can I call you back in a minute? I've just half finished drying my hair." She tried half her head, and she was like, "Well, I'll call you one of them with the other."
I just got directed out through the service entrance, the back, you know, like through the middle entryway place.
Uh-huh.
They were, all of that jackhammering, I think, was mm-hmm. the front stairs.
It was what?
It was the front stairs.
The front stairs, I see.
Yeah, no wonder it was loud and felt like it was shaking the building.
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 Damn.
Here, hold up a second while I put some clothes on.
Actually really warm out.
What do you mean by that?
All the snow is really melting. I'm wearing a sweater and my Cookie Monster jacket and a hat and a scarf. And I have gloves, but I'm not putting them on. I'm probably going to take my hat off and my scarf off.
And that's warm?
Yeah, that's warm. It's in the 40s.
Wow.
Like, I could be outside for, like, an hour, even, and not really be all that...
Not really be all that cold. Well, I haven't been outside yet, but I'm pretty sure it's in the 70s.
Yeah, fuck you.
It's, like, it's warm enough to leave all the windows wide open. The day. Let's see. I think I took my glasses off in order to put clothes on, and now I can't see anything. Hello.
Hi.
Where are you now?
I'm walking towards the Brooklyn Public Library.
You should go get yourself a library card. Just for the videos.
Yeah, I will. I'm a little nervous because I had one like 5 years ago. And I
didn't throw the money.
And I didn't return a book.
Uh-huh.
And then I mailed it to them. I just mailed it to them when I was leaving. Like 8 months later or something like that.
Right.
So I hope.
Do you think there's a statute of limitations on library fines?
I don't know. I don't think I gave him my social security number either, so I can just.
Well, then they probably won't know you're the same person.
Yeah.
You could disavow.
Yeah.
Say, that wasn't me. That must have been some other Michael Mandiberg.
I know, some other Michael Mandiberg. I don't know why he would have been in. I don't know. I never would have been interested in reading.
I don't know why he would have mailed in his library book extremely late. I would never do such a thing.
I would never do that.
Never, because I'm a responsible library user.
Yeah.
Who definitely doesn't owe you any money.
No, I don't owe you any money.
Oh, the fines can't even be that bad. What do they charge? Like, I don't know.
Oh, you don't even want to. They're vicious, those kinds of fines. They're like, wow, I'm going to take off my coat, it's so hot. I should have just gone, hold on. They're bad. There's like, library fines can be ugly. Hello? Sorry, it came out. Library fines can be ugly.
They can be?
Yeah. Like, there's, like, usually one day a year when they have amnesty for all library fines.
Right.
So some people end up with, like, multi-$1,000 fines for books that have been, like, checked out for 10 years.
For 10 years. Yeah, no, I remember some, like, really dramatic story of some, in the news, like, a couple years ago, some guy who returned a library book, like, 50 years late or something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's so warm out. I've now stripped down to just a sweater.
Oh, what was I going to say? So, I did a little more research on pet moving.
Uh-huh.
And if there are professional services that will move your pet.
Oh, God.
I have no idea how much they cost, but it's just one of those funny things where I guess you really can pay people to do just about anything. You know?
Yeah, yes, of course you can.
But I think if you use one of those services, your pet winds up in the cargo hold of the plane, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, like, not so good.
Well, you can just ship animals in the cargo hold of the plane anyway. Like, you know? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. If you wanted to put them in the cargo hold, you could put them in the cargo hold at any time.
You can?
Yeah.
You don't have to travel with them?
No.
You can just send them that way?
Yeah, you can. I don't know if they send cats that way, but I know you can send dogs that way.
Uh-huh. I don't know. All the options seem, like, kind of not very good.
No, they don't.
None of them are very good.
No.
I also thought, like, I forwarded something from the BBC about, like, advice about driving your pets cross-country. Which, I mean, it can be done. It would just, like, you know, it would turn the trip from being something kind of, like, trying to be fun to being just utilitarian, you know?
I don't know if I want to drive the cat.
But I don't want to do that. We did that last time and it sucked,
yeah. You
know? I want to have fun.
Mm-hmm. And besides, what the hell is the BBC doing talking about cross-country drives?
Right, yeah, that's true. What do they mean by cross-country?
What do they mean by cross-country?
Do they mean, like, 10 hours? Hey, can you hold up for a sec? Is Lindsay on the other line?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, sorry about that. It's in little Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
Little Windsor. She's good. I'm going to call her back in, like, I told her I'd call her back in, like, half an hour.
So
I talked to you first, and then I talked to her.
Yeah, are you coming with me to the park?
Yeah.
Did you drop the phone? Hello? Hello?
Hold on a second.
Hello?
Hello, what happened?
Sorry, the hand free thing pulled out. Aww. It's in my backpack of my jeans, and I didn't even notice that it just happened.
I see.
It doesn't like to stay in very well.
No.
It doesn't like to.
I don't like to stay in. I don't like to.
So I guess Lindsay and Jason are gonna go on a road trip to Arizona in like a couple weeks or a week.
And the little baby.
They're returning to the scene of the crime.
Oh yeah.
Of course she got pregnant.
I know. And the little baby dude?
They're bringing him.
Fun.
Yeah. They bring him everywhere. But, and Lindsay's going to Planned Parenthood today, so that's good.
Yeah. It's a year and a half late.
Well.
Excuse me.
Complicated, you know?
I know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be.
No, that's okay. I just, I don't blame her. It could happen to anyone,
you know? Yeah, I'm not assigning blame. I'm sorry. That was wrong of me.
No, it's okay. Okay, I made it outside. It's like mega beautiful out.
It's pretty beautiful out here, actually, to be honest. There's still snow on the ground, but I'm almost ready to take off my sweater.
What are they doing on my street? There's a giant caterpillar truck. Oh, they're... What the hell are they doing? Oh, I think they're... This is crazy. They're, I think there's a palm tree that fell down. So there's this bulldozer that's like picking up these giant palm fronds and jumping into the dump truck.
Wow. I remember seeing a tree that had fallen over near Dan Carlin's house. It was this old oak tree. And like half of it, and it was really top heavy. No. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I remember seeing a tree that had fallen on Colin's house. And it was so big, it took over, it like covered the whole road.
Yeah, I guess that's what must have happened over here. Oh, really?
Yeah, it fell and it like went across the whole road and like smashed a couple of cars.
Got it. I like to see a tree fall on my car in Minnesota before.
Yeah, you told
Hello?
Me about that, and then, like,
yeah.
And then the chainsaw cut through your top of your car.
Right, the landlord with his chainsaw. It was like, you know.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
It was one of those soda moments, you know, where, like, you're kind of, you know, down home in a soda, to take matters into his own.
Dude, I'm totally breaking up with you. I'm not sure if it's you or me.